Item 27 from the Deputy Director, Department of Human Resources, providing an informational report relative to reclassification of existing positions, advancements within the pay range, reallocations of non-represented positions, appointments at an advanced step of the pay range, revisions to executive compensation plan positions, dual employment, emergency appointments, temporary appointments, and temporary assignments to a higher classification. Recommendations to be implemented unless supervisors object. On January 12, 2015, an objection was filed.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, supervisors.
Good evening.
I'm Mike Blickon from Compensation, Director of Compensation, HRIS. If you have any questions about the submission or about the JQ project, please let me know.
Where are we at?
I knew that was going to happen. The good news is we finished all the analysis on all positions. So we've been through the all positions countywide and completed an alignment for pay ranges. Right now we're in the middle of the fiscal review piece of the financial impact of that. So we're hoping to prepare the submission for March. When the submission is done, I will be, you know, hopefully having an opportunity to meet with each of you and kind of go over the detail of what we're doing. I would look forward to the opportunity to sit down and kind of lay out the plan where we're going to and what we're looking at. Okay?
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Well, I've had a chance to meet you already, and we got nowhere to go but up. And I guess I would say, and we're going to, you know, look at the reclassifications, we're going to be consistent, I presume, as a majority of the committee. Everybody's been consistent in how they voted. And, you know, I'm really not happy. I'm tired of a lot of things, but I'm not giving up anywhere. I still have energy. But we want to bring this to conclusion, too. We waited a long time for this. I understand the civil service rules. If we could have been, you know, I know all those have to be redone, too. And, you know, I'd hope that could come in as a package, too. You know, we got special cases, but, you know, we still have to follow protocol, and we still got to work together. So I'm hoping, presuming that, you know, we do get an extensive report, people are in positions, you know, we don't have to play this gamemanship anymore. You know, we try to, I don't know if it's ever possible to be fair and equitable all the time, by the way. You know, we've talked about that, but at least we'll have a chance then to look. And then department heads, I mean, people will be in the right category, so I know we get a lot of times we say, well, we misclassified this person. They're doing this job. Well, going to next year's budget, everybody in the department should know their clientele, their employees, and where they are, and they should be in the right categories, and we won't have to keep playing these cards. And so if we get a raise, everybody gets a raise. And that's where we want to be. So... But I'm certainly going to stay consistent, and I need clarification with the help of the co-chairs to make sure that we, you know, either we've given raises all the way through or we haven't. The majority of us haven't. And I'm not going to change till we get those reports and we have people where they're supposed to be. So.
And that is the effort we've gone through, actually. But the effort we've gone through, especially recently, has been to go position by position. In a lot of cases, in almost all cases, we met with the large department heads. We've gone through the review of all their positions and aligned them appropriately to market to pay ranges. So when you see the summary, that effort has gone in, especially, and I mean, I was sat in these meetings when we did them with parks, we did them with the zoo, we did them with family care. I mean, all of those, you know, we've sat down with leaders and gone through all the positions in their areas and redone the market alignment to make sure everything can line up appropriately. So all of that will be coming. It's just I'd much rather we submit the report and hopefully have a chance to sit down with you and review the details so you can understand what we're doing and how we did it, because it'd be a little bit out of context for me to get into too much detail here without the formal submission, and we hope to be able to submit it.
Well, if I could just follow up real quickly, is that, yeah, I mean, we don't want to come here next month and ask. This has been a major problem mm-hmm. for us. We come and say, oh, we're doing this, oh, yeah, well, when did this happen? Okay, now, I know this has been a long process here, but I think that'd be absolutely essential, and I would think also for a budget, I mean, the department heads would be able to come in and really have a real clear picture. And all the cases we always know, they're most expensive is your employees, mm-hmm. and so they have a good knowledge, and we can you know, this board has never tried to not give, if at all possible, positions that are absolutely necessary to get your jobs done. When people come in and say, you absolutely need this, now it hasn't happened 100% of the time, I understand, okay? But, you know, if we get the GEQ stuff, we get that in order, then we're on the same plane finally, and then we can work together, I hope. Thank you.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I we've talked about this a lot, and I don't really like doing this, but to be consistent and to be forward-looking, I move to object to the reallocation of classifications contained in this report.
The reclasses.
Yeah, the reclassifications. Yeah. Reallocations and reclassifications.
Supervisor Jersey.
I guess I need to say something, and I don't want to sound like I'm being a wise guy here, but I'm not even sure Mr. Eisner represents anyone. I mean, under Act 10, you have to have recertification of unions yearly. I really don't know that. I'm not being a wise guy. We've got the status quo amendment, which is locked in place.
What is that?
We're talking about something else.
We're having a reclass.
Yeah, but it's all related. It's all personnel stuff.
Okay.
I mean, I could back up there if you want to. I mean, we've combined finance and personnel, and we always put the personnel stuff to the end. And obviously, we are in a real conundrum with all the personnel issues. Act 10, Act 14, 2, what is it, 210 or 213?
210.
I quite frankly don't even know the alternate universe we're living in anymore. And, we just heard about civil service, the rules are being ignored, or, you know, things are being changed without board knowledge. I would really like to find out where we are on a lot of this stuff. But, the status quo ordinance gets us to an old contract that was in place, and we're not changing any of that. But then you've got these reclasses and so on. The board keeps objecting to it. I haven't been agreeing with you in a long time on that. But I'm hearing from not only department heads complaining that they're losing people, but now I also get complaints from employees that who think they're entitled to a step increase, and yet we don't do step increases anymore. I really don't know. I don't even know what the rules are anymore. So, you know, I'm gonna express myself. I truly don't know what the rules are, where we are on personnel matters. I'd love to see this committee put the personnel stuff first for a change while we have some energy in the morning.
Yeah.
And try to tackle this, I mean, to the extent we can. I mean, Act 10 took a lot of authority from us in terms of what employees are actually able to bargain, if they even have bargaining units. I don't even know that anymore. Do they have bargaining units? So Mr. And I'm not being disrespectful, do you even represent anybody? So I'd love to get some of this stuff resolved and understand where we are, but we're really in a mess with regard to all the personnel stuff. Thank you.
Yep. Mr. Chairman,
with respect to this, we might get it resolved in March.
Mr. Chairman, we were. This is on the reclassifications and reallocations. Is it not the case that employees are to receive step increases this year?
It's my understanding that that's a separate topic, though. I guess it's related in terms of compensation. Definitely related, but the attorneys are shaking their head no.
Okay,
that's another topic.
Well, I'll talk about it later.
All right.
I move to
the motion Mr. George Johnson is to reject the reclass.
But could I ask finance to put this stuff first once in a while?
Yes.
So thank you. I appreciate that.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, I've been here for all these objections and then the subsequent rejection to the reclassifications. Each time have we done a total blanket rejection of the reclasses?
I believe, except for one. There was one month where a few positions were pulled out. But other than that, it's been generally.
It's amazing you don't even know if we get step increases. You guys know.
I do know.
Well,
you're not talking about it right now.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The last one is for Unit 9000. The marketing coordinator would be reclassed as a marketing manager, I believe. A slight increase. I'm curious if we can, would the committee object to that going through? My question.
The motion is for a rejection on all of them. If it failed, then you could make an alternate motion. But at this time, the motion is to reject them all. Anything further on the motion? On the motion. Comptroller.
Too late. Ever since the committee has been rejecting the reclasses and reallocations, our department, the comptroller's office, has been taking care of that issue by means of the Department of Human Resources has been putting the transactions through the system to make the reclasses and reallocations effective. Our department then has gone through and changed their rate of pay in the payroll system to pay them at the lower rate. There's approximately 80 people now that we are doing this for every pay period. Our complete hope to take the burden off of our payroll department and to get the payout to these people, because we've waited since April of 13 when we first did our JEQs back then, and we got caught into this, and I have people in audit and I have people in payroll that have been caught in this. So I hope for the early conclusion and for a response from Human Resources and then a like response from the Finance and Audit Committee that we can go forward. But I just wanted to say that this is a somewhat of a nightmare to do each pay period, to make sure that we're tracking all of these people, we're doing it correctly, we're doing it the way, and then we send a letter to each one of these people to explain what we are doing. I wanted to explain that to let you know that this isn't just a simple process that's done each time. We are abiding by what you have done and what you have told us to do, but we are hoping for the end and conclusion to this in the near future so that these people who have been waiting for this time, where we followed the process going back in April of 13, and because of all of this, we're sitting here today where I've got people in audit department and payroll that continue to wait for this, and we tell them that this is what it is, and I have to explain it to them. So I appreciate the time you've given me to talk on this subject, but I needed to explain to you where we're at.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Smith. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I've been supporting. I've been a team player. I want to solve this in March. This is it.
That would be great.
Director Mitchell.
Thank you, Chairman. Just one request, if I might. When we submit the item, because so much has been sort of held up over time, it's going to be a rather large item that we bring forward. And so Mike and I would like to, anyone who can make themselves available, spend some time with you leading up to the meeting one-on-one so we can walk through the whole thing and just make sure everybody understands what we're trying to achieve. So I'm just putting that out there that, you know, once we have finished the fiscal analysis, we'll be reaching out to each one of you to see if we can set up some time. So
Chairman,
thank you.
Supervisor,
Mr. Mitchell, when will you have your fiscal analysis finished?
I'll defer that to Josh.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, it should be done within the next couple of weeks.
February 16th, I would like to have a meeting with you and him talk about it. Since he said it'd be a couple weeks, then February 16th, 10 o'clock.
I will look at my calendar.
All right.
All right.
All right, sure. The motion is for rejection on those items. You have something to add?
No, I was just going to say I would look forward to an opportunity, Chairman Supervisors, to sit down and go through the detail because it is a different, it's pay practices, it's different than what we're doing, but is a rollout of a pay practice that really updates everything that we do for county employees. And you know, my focus is about trying to get everything up to market and paying them appropriately, and that's really what we're looking for an opportunity to do.
All right. On the motion.
On the motion to reject all reclassifications, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Excuse.
Jurczyk.
No.
Weddle.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to reject the reclassification prevails.
All right. We've arrived at our final.